Yes. Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, first name Laura, L-A-U-R-A, date of birth December 7th, 1949, date of evaluation 02-18-2026. The chief complaint, 76-year-old African-American female seen for initial evaluation. The HBI, the patient is a 76-year-old female with history of aortic valve replacement, which was complicated by heart block. She then underwent pacemaker placement, period. She reports having enlarged heart, period. She further reports dyspnea with minimal activity, period. She describes 2 to 3 pillow orthopnea, period. Her past medical history includes 1, congestive heart failure, next number cardiomyopathy, next number COPD, past surgical history, right hip, next number hysterectomy, next number appendectomy, next number DNC, next number pacemaker, next number bariatric surgery. The medications. Allopurinol, 100 milligrams daily. Amiodarone, 100 milligrams daily. Amitriptyline, 25 milligrams. HS, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Azelastine, 137 micrograms nasal spray, BID, bariatric multivitamins, calcium carbonate, vitamin D3, take 1 tablet daily, CEQUA, C-E-Q-U-A, 0.09% ophthalmic drops, and still 1 drop in both eyes twice daily. Cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams, take 1 BID. Diclofenac, 1% gel, apply 2 grams topically 2 times daily. Ducasid sodium, 250 milligrams BID. Jardiance, 10 milligrams daily. Fluticasone propionate, 50 microgram actuation, and still 1 spray in both nose daily. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. Furosemide, 40 milligrams BID. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID. Norco 10/325, 1 every 8 hours PRN. Ipratropium, Atrovent, 1 spray each nostril TID. Lactulose, 10 grams per 15 ml. Take 45 ml. Daily PRN, levalbuterol, 45 micrograms, inhale 2 puffs every 6 hours, PRN, lidocaine 5% patch, apply to skin daily as needed, with 12 hours on, then 12 hours off, methotrexate 2.5 milligrams, take 4 tablets once a week. After dinner, metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams BID, Monovisc, 88 milligrams per 4 ml syringe injection, inject 4 ml into the joint once, olopatadine, 0.2% ophthalmic, then still 1 drop in both eyes daily. Oxybutynin, 10 milligrams ER tablets, take 1 tablet daily. Pilocarpine, 5 milligrams, take 1 tablet twice a day for dry mouth. Spiriva, Respimat, take 2 puffs daily. Trazodone, 100 milligrams take 150 milligrams HS. D, allergies, penicillin, next number ACE inhibitors, family history, mother had diabetes, social history. She is a prior smoker. She smoked pack per week, denies alcohol or drug use. Review of systems. Skin, she has color changes on both legs. She has history of bleeding above her hysterectomy scar. Oral cavity, she has bleeding gums. Neck, she has stiffness and pain. Respiratory, she has dry cough and shortness of breath. Cardiac, she has edema. Gastrointestinal, she has abdominal discomfort. Genitourinary, she has frequency, urgency, and flank pain. Neurologic, she has headache and dizziness. She has history of head trauma. Psychiatric, she reports nervousness, depression, insomnia. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance. Physical exam, vital signs, blood pressure 177/74, pulse 60, respiratory rate 18, height 69.6 inches, weight 200.2 pounds. Remainder of exam significant for obesity, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm. D. Correction, the rhythm is atrial fibrillation. There is a left bundle branch block pattern, period. There is loss of R waves in both the inferior and anterior leads. Cannot rule out prior infarction. She appears to have a pace rhythm, period. The impression, one, 76-year-old female seen for initial evaluation. She has history of hereditary amyloidosis. Next number, congestive heart failure. Next number, CHF. Next number, cardiomyopathy. The plan will review available records, refer to Dr. Mickey Newell for rheumatology evaluation, refer to Dr. Arnold for neurologic follow-up, INR Q 2 to 4 weeks, CBC, Chem-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH, schedule echo, and pacemaker check. Order pelvic ultrasound for a history of irregular menstrual bleeding. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.